ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यः श्रद्धया एतत् भगवत् प्रियाणां भान्धोतानां इति सम्प्रयाणं शृणोति फलं सत्ययनं पवित्रं लब्ध्वा हरौ भक्तिम् उपैति सिद्धिम्। यश्रद्धयैतद्भगवत्प्रियाणां श्रद्धयैतद्भगवत्प्रियाणां पाण्डो सुतानामिति सम्प्रयाणम् शृणोज्जलं सच्चयनं पवित्रम् लब्ध्वा हरो भक्तिमुपैति सिद्धिम्। यः श्रद्धयैतद्भगवत्प्रियाणाम् पाण्डोः सुतानामिति सम्प्रयाणम् शृणोत्यलं स्वस्त्ययनं पवित्रम् लब्ध्वा हरौ भक्तिम् उपैति सिद्धिम्। यः श्रद्धयैतद्भगवत्प्रियाणाम् भान्धोः सुतानामिति सम्प्रयाणम् शृणोत्यलं स्वस्त्ययनं पवित्रम् लब्ध्वा हरौ भक्तिमुपैति सिद्धिम्। Anyone, Shrastaya, with devotion, etat, this, Bhagavat Priyanam, of those who are very dear to the personality of Godhead, Pando, of Pandu, Sutanam, of the sons, iti, thus, Sangprayanam, departure for the ultimate goal, Srinoti, hears, alam, only, Svatyayanam, good fortune, Pavitram, perfectly pure, Labdhva, by obtaining, hello, unto the Supreme Lord, Bhaktim, devotional service, Upayati, gain, Siddhim, perfection. Translation: the subject of the departure of the sons of Pandu for the ultimate goal of life, back to Godhead, is fully auspicious and is perfectly pure. Therefore, anyone who hears this narration with devotional faith certainly gains devotional service of the Lord, the highest perfection of life.
Bhagavat-priyana. Very common word in English. If you love me, love my job. That is very important. So, Bhagavad Piyana, one who is very dear to Krishna, if you love such person, then Krishna is more pleased. Krishna is more pleased. Bhagavad Piyana. There is a version in the Purana, Devi Purana. Parvati was asking question to Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva was replying. This is the process at home. The wife is supposed to inquire from the husband about spiritual advancement of life, and the husband must be competent to reply all the questions of wife. That will keep relation very nice. Charanam kirtanam. That is bhakti. So, Parvati was asking, because according to Vedas, there are so many demigods. Vishnu is sometimes taken, but Vishnu is not. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, they are the principal deities. So, the inquiry was, which worship is the best? Vishnu, or Lord Shiva, or Brahma, or Chandra? There are so many demigods. Sometimes they are misunderstood, that all of them are gods. No. They are called demigods. God is one. That is, originally, God is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. So, the inquiry was, there are so many gods, so which was he? Is best. So Lord Shiva replied, Aradhananam sarvisham Vishnu aradhanam param. Tasmat parataro devi tadiyanam aradhanam. Means, my dear wife, Devi, wife is addressed Devi, not by name. The husband should address wife Devi. They must be like Devi. Devi means goddess. And the wife must address the husband as Lord. This is the system. So he replied, Devi, Aradhananam sarvisa. There are many kinds of recommendations. If you want this, you worship this God. If you want this, if you worship this. Describe in Bhagavatam. So, of all different types of worship, the worshipping of Lord Vishnu is the best, he said. Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnu aradhanam param. And again he said, tasmat parataram devi, there is still better worship. What is part? What is that? Tadiyanam aradhanam. To worship the devotee of Vaishnava. Tadiyanam aradhanam. That is best. First of all, he said, Vishnu aradhanam param. That is the supreme. Then again he said, tasmat, from that, tasmat parataram. Still better. Tadiyanam aradhanam. To worship the devotee of God. So, this is very simple method. You cannot approach God. It is not very easy thing. But God's representative, God's devotee on behalf of God, who is canvas for the studio. That's what it is better. Therefore, let it be said that Bhagavat Priyana, these Pandavas, why one should be interested in the Pandavas' activities? Arjuna's fight with his brother. There are so many other people, they're fighting with their brother, with their enemies. Why you are not recommended to hear about that thing? Why the battle of Kurukshetra? Because Arjuna is there, Tadiyana. We are not interested in any battlefield stories. Why you should be interested? There are so many cats and dogs fighting. No, we are not interested. But why you are interested in the Bhagavad Gita battlefield of Kurukshetra? Tadiyana Maharaj. Because there is Arjuna. He is fighting. So, to worship God is very good, but to worship the devotee of God is still very good. That is all transmitted in the Bhagavad Gita. Nasatatmāt manusteshu kaschit mi priyapittam. Krishna said, Jaimam mad bhaktesu, this Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who is preaching this Bhagavad Gita, nasatasmat manusheshu kaschit me priyapittam. Bhagavad Priyana. Priyapit, priya means dear, very dear. Krishna says that Natatasmat Manusheshu, anyone who is preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita to the suffering people of the world. Krishna says, Natatasmat Priyapit. Nobody is dearer to me than him. So how to become very dear to God? Don't try to see God. Even if you see, you can see God everywhere, if you have got eyes to see. But the real business is not to see. God wants to see you, what you are working for God. That He wants to see. To see God is not very difficult business. Anyone who has to see, he can see God. But to be seen by God, do something by which you can draw the attention of God and He can see you, here is my devotee. That is not. Let God see you. Don't try to see God. That is foolishness. Let God see you. This is our fear. My Guru Maharaj used to say that. So don't try to see God, but try to do something so that God can see you. This is the fear. And whom God will see as soon as, just like any business firm, any man, he is working very sincerely. He comes to the notice of the master, oh, this man is being very nice. That is what. That is what. So a devotee is not very much anxious to see God. But God is there. Simply, and one who has become devotee, he always sees God. Premanyana Srita Bhakti Vilochanena Santas Sadaiva Sadaiva. 24 hours he sees. That is not very difficult. But do something so that God will see. Oh, yes. Here is my reward. So he is, therefore, he has given Bhagavat-priyana. The Pandavas were so dear to Krishna. So, it is better to hear about the Pandavas than to hear about Krishna. To hear about Krishna, people may be very much inclined. But the Shastra says, to hear about the devotees of Krishna is still better. Therefore, when you chant daily, Jasya prasada sakshadharitena samasta shastri rupta. The spiritual master, he says, that he is directly the Supreme Personality of God. Sakshadharitena samasta shastri rupta says, Rakshadharitena samasya sastri yuktas tathadhab batayiva sadhi. It is not only said, but it is accepted by sadhi. Those who are actually involved in spiritual life, sadhi. Why? Why the spiritual master should be accepted as directly of the Supreme? Hintu Prabhuja Priya Vatasya. This Priya. Again, Priya. Because he is very, very dear to Krishna. Not that because he is worshipped as Krishna, therefore he thinks himself Krishna, declares Ram Krishna. No. Kintu Prabhuja Priya Vatasya. This Priya, Priya Vatasya. Therefore try to become Priya of Krishna. Do act in such a way that Krishna can understand that you are very dear to him. And the very simple thing is that jayavam gujjam madhapti shuvidhasati. This confidence has service preaching of Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Bhagavad Gita preaching a sense. Sarva dharmān paritajyamām itam saranam gaja. Simply go and preach. This very thing. Krishna says, manmanā bhavavad bhakta madhyāni māng namaskuru. This is Krishna's desire. Praise to the Lord. Just be Krishna conscious. Manmanā. Just become Krishna's devotee. Manmanā bhava madhvakta madhyāji, just worship Krishna. Madhyāji, just to offer your obeisances to Krishna, four words. Then you become a preacher. It is not very difficult to become a preacher. And to become a spiritual master. How? Very simple thing. Go and speak what Krishna says. You have nothing to manufacture, Dr. Frog. There is no need of manufacturing. We are very safe because we don't manufacture. We simply repeat, parrot-like, what Krishna has said. That's all. Finish. Krishna says, Sarvadharmān paritajya māṁ ekam saraṇam gaja. You have set aside everything. Just become my devotee. Surrender. So we are speaking that. We don't make any compromise. Therefore all people are against me. This man simply says Krishna. Yes. But I cannot say anything more. That's all. So, to become priya, very dear to Krishna, is very easy. That is siddhi, perfection. Labdha haro bhakti, bhakti upaiti siddhim, perplexed. I am perplexed. To become dear to Krishna. That's all. You become dear to Krishna, that is your perfection. High perfection, supreme perfection. So such easy thing and such high perfection, why people should not accept this? And it is practical. It is just last night I was talking with Sukadipti, and this church, nobody was coming. Therefore, they were obliged to sell it on any purchase. So the church is the same, building is the same, and you are all Americans, but you did not come before, so that it was to be sold. Now, everywhere is packed up. Why? Because Krishna is there. This is practical. This is practical. There is no question now, 10 years. It is practical. In Boston, one Christian priest said, frankly, that these boys, girls, they are our boys, our girls, either coming from Christian group or Jews group, they are after all Americans. So they did not care for anything about God. Now they are mad after God. What is this? This is practical. There is no question of competition. It is practical. Because they are trying. They are trying. Our only business is just become dear to Krishna. That's all. Krishna consciousness movement means you are trying to be dear to so many things. Somebody is trying to be dear to his father, to his mother, or to his family, children, or country, community, society, nation. Everyone is trying to be dear. I will do such and such thing for you. Please give me vote. Please make me president. That time. Well, after all, the president also is not dear, neither people is not dear. The real fact becomes disclosed after a few days when the, what is called, face covering, mask is over. So this kind of trying to become dear is no use. It is simply waste of time. If you try to become dear to Krishna, that is easy. That is perfect. You are trying to become dear to so many. Objective. At last, to become dear to a dog, ferocious dog, it does not say anything to the master. That means the master has become dear to him. So, we are trying to become dear to somebody. That is our desire, dormant desire. But that is being displaced. We do not know where to become dear. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. If you become dear to Krishna, that is the highest purpose. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Manushyanam sahasresu kachidyata di siddhai. Siddhi, the siddhi, perfection. Out of millions and millions of persons, one is interested to become perfect. Because this world is imperfect. So everyone is imperfect, all of us. But neither they do know what is perfection. But here is described. Here is perfection. What is that perfection? Jā-sadhā-etada-bhagavat-priyānās pāndu-sutānā-mithi-samprāyānam śrīnoti. Śrīnoti. You simply hear about the Pandavas. Practically, the whole Vedic literature, the Puranas, the Mahabharata, especially those were narrations, the Vedic knowledge directly, it is very difficult to understand. Just like the Vedanta Sutra, the Sutra, the code words are there. Athāto brahma-jñāsa. And now it is the time for inquiring about the Absolute Truth. This is Sutra, code word. But that is described in the Śrīmadā Bhāgavatam. In narration. This is brahma-jñāsa. The whole Śrīmadā Bhāgavatam is brahma-jñāsa. Athāto brahma-jñāsa. Only this code is being, therefore Bhagavad begins. Janmātrasya-cataha annayāt itadatasya teishu avijya-sarāt. Because Vedanta Sutra says the Absolute Truth is that supreme source of everything. So Bhagavad begins from that word. Janmātrasya-cataha explain. So Purana means supplementary to the Vedas to explain the knowledge. That is Purana. Mahabharata. Mahabharata is also explanation of the basic knowledge. But through history. Because Vyasa found it that directly to understand basic knowledge will be difficult for three classes of men. Trayina Suti Gosara. Sri Sudra Dijamandhuna Trayina Suti Gosara. Trayi means Vedas. Dealing with the three gunas. Trayunna Visaya Veda. In the Bhagavad Gita. Trayunna Visaya Veda. Trayi. There are three subject matters in the Vedas. The first subject matter is to know God and what is my relationship with God. This is the first subject matter. Then, second subject matter is that what is the ultimate goal of life? And the third subject matter is how to attain it. To know God, my relationship with God, and what is my ultimate goal of life, and how to attain it. These three subject matters are very important. That is everywhere. Another subject matter is, three, means Veda is dealing with this material world. There is spiritual knowledge in glance. Therefore, Vyasadeva, after compiling all Vedic literatures, so many Puranas, so many Upanishads, Vedanta philosophy, and four Vedas, but he was not satisfied. He was not satisfied. So, when Narada Muni, his spiritual master, came, he inquired that why you are not satisfied. So Vyasa said, my dear sir, yes. As you say, I have done so many activities, I have written so many books, but still I don't feel any satisfaction. So I do not know why it is. You can die, you are my teacher. So he said that you have labored so hard in writing so many books, but you have not glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, simply, ordinary beings, man to man, have to deal. Dharmārtha moksha. To how to make people religious, how to develop economic position, how to satisfy senses, how to go to the heavenly planet, to enjoy more. These things you have described. But you have not described Hello. Nino Atma Sam Prasidati. By which your Atma, your soul will be satisfied. That's your purpose. We have read in the first canto, Jugupsitam Kar. You are diverting the attention of the people to the dharma, artha, kama, moksha, never to the bhakti. Then, in future, if people are advised, come to the bhakti platform, not on the platform of the dharma, artha, kama, moksha, chaturbhagya, they will not take it. So, whatever you have done, it is not very good. Better simply try to explain about Bhagavan. That is Bhagavata. Bhagavata means Bhagavat. Bhagavat means the Supreme Lord. And Bhagavat means about Him. Or about His devotees. That is Bhagavat. Because a devotee is called Bhagavat. This is book Bhagavat, and a devotee is person Bhagavat. So, according to our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guide, the Bhagavat should be studied from the person Bhagavat, not from the professional reciters, no. Therefore, Sarupa Goswami, because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present at Jagannath Puri, many people used to come, present so many literature, so many commentaries. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not hear them unless it is passed by Secretary Swarup Dhamma. First of all, Swarup Dhamma Goswami will see whether it is written properly. According to Siddhanta. Then we will allow. That was the business. So one Brahmin can. So there are many discrepancies in his writing. The Swarup Dhamma chastised him that you do not know how to write while you are attempting this. So he said, Bhagavat Parodhya Bhagavat Asthani. If you want to know about Bhagavata, Srimadha Bhagavatam, then you study Srimadha Bhagavatam from a person Bhagavatam, whose life is Bhagavata. From such person, if you read, if you understand Bhagavata, then you will benefit. It is not a scholarship, because you know Angvang, that is not the qualification. Bhagavat should be studied from the person whose life is Bhagavat. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vasna Chaitanya. So here it is said, Chak-sadhya. And what is that sadhya? Tas-sadhya-dhahanamunayo jnana-vairāga-jiktaya. Pasanti Atmana Matani Bhakta Suta Grihitaya. Bhakta Suta Grihitaya. You can realize God realization is possible by a person who is faithful. Tasvadadha. And what is that faith? That faith is explained in the Chaitanya Chaitanya. Shraddha Shabde Vishas Sudhira Nishtha. One who has been firmly convinced. What is that condition? Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vrajam Aham Kva Sarva Pape Bhamat. One who has got firm faith in declaration that if I become devotee of Krishna, if I fully surrender to Krishna, then all perfection is there. This is called faith. This is called faith. Not flickering faith. Let me adopt this Krishna consciousness movement. And when there is opportunity, let me go to some rascal. He is appeared in Bhagavan. That kind of faith will work. That will work. Shraddha, Sabdi, Vishras, Suriyo, Nishto. That is Shraddha. Firm faith. It cannot be changed at any cost, at any circumstance. That is called firm. If that firm faith is not obtained, then we are still on the imperfection platform. But when there is firm faith, sadhya, sadhya, now if anyone accepts that Pandu, this Pandu was five brothers, son of Maharaj Pandu, they are very, very dear to Krishna. And they are as good or sometimes better than Krishna, because Lord Shiva authority, there are 12 authorities. Lord Shiva is one of the authorities. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Sambhu. Sambhu is authority. He says that Tasmat Paradhanam Devi Tadiyana Maradhanam. Better Vasi. Krishna Vasi, Vishnu Vasi is good, but it's still better. Vasi means to Vasi the Krishna Bhakta. Because he is very dear to Krishna. Tintu Prabhuja Priyari Vatasa. Why spiritual master is very dear to Krishna? Because his only anxiety is how Krishna will be known all over the world. That's all. He has no ambition. Pouncing pens. He only wants to know. Only wants to see that everyone is devotee of Krishna and they are happy. Thank you very much.